Module 2, Organization of Living Things. Compare differences between unicellular, colonial, and multicellular organisms. An organism is an individual life that can conduct the functions of life, for example, growth, respiration, reproduction, excrete waste, and obtain nutrients. Unicellular organisms, a cell that can only carry out the basic functions of life within the cell. For example, prokaryotes, protozoa, amoeba. They are microscopic in size and have a short lifespan, and they reproduce asexually. Multicellular organisms are complex organisms made out of many cells and are all eukaryotic, made up of differentiated cells that perform specific roles. They are macroscopic in size and have long lifespans and mostly produce sexually. Colonial organisms consist of many individual organisms living together independently with some form of organization with specific roles. For example, Alga volvox is a unicellular colonial organism. Phylum Brozoa is a multicellular colonial organism. The advantages of multicellularity. Cell specialization is energy efficient. They have longer lifespans and increased genetic diversity. Population adapts to environment. Increased size and mobility helps to avoid predators and can perform more complex functions. Disadvantages of multicellularity. More energy is required for survival and reproduction. Cells cannot function independently, and it takes longer for populations to evolve and adapt. There are two types of colonial cells. Facultative colonies, which are usually independent organisms that come together to form complex social structures to increase chance of survival, and obligate colonies. They consist of individuals called zooids that vary in form and carry out specific functions for the organism to survive. In colonial organisms, there are many cells, they are eukaryotic, and individual animals, zooids, work together to perform functions to sustain the colony. They are usually macroscopic, have long lifespans as work and energy is shared by the cells within the colony, mostly asexual reproduction, and usually specific zooids are responsible for reproduction. Unicellular cell type is prokaryotic. Cell size is 0 to 100 microns. Cell membrane, peptidoglycan is present. Nucleus material, nucleoid with plasmid, organelle, has no membrane-bound organelles. Organelle types, ribosomes. Multicellular cell types are eukaryotic. Cell size is 10 to 100 microns. Cell membrane is a phospholipid bilayer. Nucleus material is DNA with chromosomes bound in nucleus. Organelles are all membrane-bound. Organelle types include ribosomes, nucleus, mitochondria, rough endoplasmic reticulum, and smooth endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi apparatus, chloroplast, lysosomes, and vacuole. This is the same for colonial organisms. The zygote divides by mitosis into a ball of cells known as a blastella, and then into an embryo, divides to produce diploid clone cells. Stem cell is an unspecialized cell with no manufacturing proteins, instructed by gene expression to differentiate certain genes to perform a function. Differentiation, the process in which a stem cell is formed into a specialized cell. Specialization is the process in which a cell begins to manufacture proteins to perform a function. Animal cells lose the ability to differentiate after specialization. However, plants can still do this. Potential application of human cells. Nerve cells. Nucleus is located in the head of the cell and is surrounded by long, spindly dendrites, which receive impulses transmitted by the axon. Myelin surrounds the axon, preventing electrical impulses from misfiring. Phagocyte. A white blood cell is commonly called a phagocyte. It is a large cell with a lobed nucleus and granular cytoplasm, an integral part of the immune system which engulfs malicious bacteria. Muscle cell. A muscle cell's ability to contract permits movement. These muscle fibers attach to the bone, allowing joint movement. Skeletal muscles are used to maintain posture. Cardiac cell. Highly coordinated contractions allow blood to pump into the vessel of the circulatory system. These cells are connected to each other through intercalated discs, allowing cells to contract in a wave-like pattern. The levels of organization are organelle, cells, tissue, organs, organ system, organism, and then following that are population and ecosystem. For example, levels of organization for a tiger would be 1, organelle, which is mitochondria. The cell would be cardiac cell. The tissue is ventricle muscle. The organ is the heart. The organ system is the organism. The circulatory system. And the organism is the tiger. Potential application of plant stem cells. Xylem vessels consist of dead cells with a thick cellulose wall and hollow lumen. These cells are specialized to transport water and dissolved minerals from the root up to all other parts of the plant. Phloem vessels, made up of long, narrow tubes with perforated sieve plates. These cells transport food and nutrients, such as sucrose and amino acids, from plant leaves. Root hair cells, specialized to develop into the shape of a hair to increase the surface area of the roots and enable the absorption of more nutrients and water from the soil. The large vacuole provides cell support, displacing the organelles, leaving a thin layer of cytoplasm. Guard cells, located in the leaves and stems to control transpiration of CO2 and O2 into and out of the cell. When the vacuoles are turgid, the cell opens, and when the vacuoles are flaccid, the guard cell closes. Palisade mesophyll, the main site of photosynthesis due to an increase of chloroplasts, maximizing photosynthetic efficiency. A large vacuole restricts chloroplasts to a layer near the outside of the cell where they can reach light more easily. An example of tissue, organ, and organ system for a plant. Tissue. Ground tissue, vascular tissue, dermal tissue, and mesophyll. Organ. Roots, stems, and leaves. Organ system. Shoot system and root system. An example of tissue, organ, and organ system for an animal. Tissue. Adipose tissue. Nerve tissue and epithelial tissue. Organ. Pancreas, liver, spleen. Organ system. Digestive system, excretory system, and skeletal system. Xylem. Involved in the movement of water through the plant from the roots to the leaves. This iron-filled water is absorbed through the root hair cells through diffusion. Phloem. Transports food and nutrients to all parts of the plant and generated in the chemical process of photosynthesis in the leaves. Plant stems act as a transport highway of xylem and phloem. These vascular bundles are arranged differently in each plant organ. In a monocot, the root has the inner ring, vascular bundles towards the outside of the ring. These are small. The monocot stem is scattered vascular bundles and small again. Monocot leaves are large vascular bundles with small phloem and two large xylem vessels. It looks like a face. A dicot root. In a ring, xylem makes an X shape and the phloem surrounds and is large. A dicot stem. Vascular bundles are towards the outer ring of the cell and these are large. Dicot leaves. Small vascular bundles with lining of phloem and small circle of xylem. These are, again, small. Phloem is always on the outside of the vascular bundles and is usually larger in size than the xylem. A cross-section of a leaf from top to bottom. Cuticle. Upper epidermis. Chloroplasts within the palisade mesophyll and spongy mesophyll, which conduct photosynthesis. Phloem. The vascular bundle, which has xylem. Air spaces. Guard cells and a pore, which makes up the stomata, lower epidermis, and cuticle. Gas exchange in plants. Carbon dioxide diffuses through the underside of the leaf through the stomata. Water is absorbed through the roots from the soil and transported to the leaves. Stomata, generally found within the lower epidermis of the leaves, consists of two guard cells and a pore. Function is to control the intake of CO2 and the release of O2, also to regulate water flow and out of the plant via transpiration. Turgid. When a guard cell fills up with water, they become turgid due to an accumulation of potassium ions, changing the shape of the stomate. When in a turgid cell state, the guard cells open the stomate. There is an increase of carbon dioxide and a decrease of O2, and decrease of water from the cell. Flaccid. When a guard cell lacks water and the stomate closes to prevent water loss. For example, turgid is full of potassium ions. This is strong, so the guard cells fill up with water. when the guard cell is flaccid, it is weak, it has lacking potassium cells, and closes. The photosynthesis chemical equation is 6 CO2 plus 6 H2O goes to make C6 H12O6 plus 6O2. This is in the production with the use of sunlight and chlorophyll. Scientists can follow the movement of carbon in a plant by inserting C14 into the environment. C14 is a radioisotope of C12, as the carbon is being used in glucose. Scientists can track this movement with special equipment that is radioactive. Lenticels are openings that allow oxygen and carbon dioxide to diffuse between the living cells of the stem and the air, found on the stem or trunk of fruit plants. Pneumatophores, aerial root structures found in estuarine environments, have pores which allow gaseous exchange above the waterline. Soil is usually saline and anaerobic, hence the need for such structures. Transpiration is the passive movement of fluid due to root pressure, osmosis, evapotranspiration, and the natural properties of water, which is adhesion, cohesion, and surface tension. Translocation occurs in all directions, delivering chemical energy to all plant tissues, along with amino acids and hormones. The pressure flow theory describes sugar being sourced from the leaves to the cells, demanding chemical energy for cellular respiration. The process of water movement is TACT: transpiration, adhesion, cohesion, and surface tension. Cohesion is when water is attracted to water. Adhesion is when water is attracted to other substances. There are two types of xylem tubes which have differentiated to perform water and mineral transport. These are vessel elements and tracheids. Tracheids are long, slender cells with overlapping, tapered ends. Water moves between tracheid cells via the bordered pits, found in woody, non-angiosperms. Vessel elements. Short, wide cells arranged end-to-end. Walls are partially or wholly dissolved, allowing them to form hollow tubes up to 3 meters long. The lack of end walls allows for the water to flow more rapidly. Fibers lend support to woody tissues, especially in plants with tracheids. Parenchyma cells function to store metabolites. Vessel elements can be seen to look like little ladders and spirals. Tracheids are more lengthened cells with holes called pits. Factors affecting transpiration are wind. An increase of wind is an increase in transpiration. The amount of water available, a decrease in water causes a decrease in transpiration. Ambient temperature, a decrease in temperature causes a decrease in transpiration. Humidity, an increase in humidity causes an increase in transpiration. And light intensity, a decrease in light intensity causes a decrease in transpiration. There are four types of phloem cells: sieve tubes, companion cells, parenchyma cells, and sclerenchyma. We only need to worry about sieve cells and companion cells. Sieve cells provide movement of sugars. The pores scattered over the cell wall allow direct contact between protoplasts of adjacent cells. Companion cells provide the energy needed for active transport, are a type of parenchyma cell, which are typically thinner than most other cell walls. The xylem is made of dead tissue, the cell wall is thick, the cell wall is made of lignin, cell wall permeability is impermeable, the cross walls are absent, cytoplasm there is none, function to transport water and minerals, and this is carried to leaves. Direction of flow is upwards, tissue also has fibres. Phloem is made of living cells, the cell wall is thin, the cell wall material is cellulose, cell wall permeability is permeable, cross walls are sieve plates, cytoplasm is cells lined with cytoplasm. Function to transport food. This is carried to growing parts of the plant and storage organs. Direction of flow is both up and down. Tissue also has companion cells. Heterotrophs, an organism that cannot make their own organic material. Multicellular heterotrophs consume other organisms to obtain organic molecules and gain an energy supply from carbohydrates and lipids. Photoheterotrophs use cellular energy rather than organic compounds, use organic compounds from other organisms for cell growth and renewal. An example of a photoheterotroph, they are green, non-sulfur bacteria, for example, heliobacteria. Chemoheterotrophs obtain energy from organic compounds via cellular respiration. Chemoheterotrophs can be further divided by their source of food, for example, protists, fungi, and animals. Some multicellular organisms require respiratory systems to exchange gases between their external and internal environment. If CO2 isn't removed, a buildup of carbonic acid affects enzyme function. Properties of gas exchange surfaces consist of thin membrane, have a large surface area, and are moist. Fick's law is the rate of diffusion across a gas exchange surface. This is the surface area of a membrane multiplied by the difference in concentration across the membrane. This is overall divided by the thickness of the membrane. Insect respiratory system, formed from a network of tubes known as trachea. No lungs, mouth, slash nose to breathe through. So air enters and leaves the body through holes along each segment of the body known as spiracles and are able to close intermittently to reduce water loss. Air is moved along spiracles with muscle and body movement through the tracheae into the tracheoles. The tracheoles are fluid-filled and are able to diffuse and dissolve O2 across the tissues and return CO2 out of the spiracles. Fish respiratory system. Aquatic animals have gills. However, lungfish also have a primitive lung. Gills are present on either side of the head. Gills are covered by operculum for protection. When a fish opens its mouth, water is passed across the gills. Gill filaments are made up of lamellae, which comprise of blood capillaries. As water passes across the lamellae, the dissolved oxygen diffused into the bloodstream and dissolved CO2 is released. The gills also maintain the right balance of salts in the body. Amphibian respiratory system. At a juvenile stage, they breathe through external gills. As an adult, gaseous exchange occurs across the skin as well as the primitive lung. Amphibian respiratory systems do not have a diaphragm or rib cage. Air diffuses across the skin as well as nose and mouth. The floor of the mouth functions similar to a diaphragm, pushing air into and out of the lungs. Mammal respiratory system. Transport air into and out of the lungs and facilitate diffusion of O2 into the bloodstream. The action of breathing is due to the changes of pressure within the thorax, also known as external respiration, originated through the diaphragm. The anterior border of the left lung consists of a deep cardiac notch, whereas the right lung is straight. The alveoli are surrounded by the capillaries, which diffuse O2 into the blood and CO2 out of the blood. The pharynx is lined with muscles and hairs to filter inhaled air. Larynx contains vocal cords and vibrate to produce sound, lined with mucus and epithelium to trap dust and microbes. Intercostal muscle regulates the variation of movement of the ribs to aid external respiration. Bronchi, strengthened by incomplete rings of cartilage to keep it open for passages of air into the alveoli. Nutrients required by mammals. Organic molecules. These include carbohydrates, lipids, proteins, and vitamins. Other nutrients required by mammals are minerals, but these, however, are non-organic material. These nutrients must be consumed, digested, and absorbed into the bloodstream. Carbohydrates are organic. Their function is immediate energy source, and they are sourced in plants. Lipids are organic. They function as energy storage, cell membrane, and hormone structure. They are sourced in seeds and animal products. Proteins are organic. They function as enzymes, channel proteins and antibodies, and are sourced in animal products and legumes. Vitamins are organic. Their function is cofactors, metabolism, and structural growth. They are sourced in plants, simple animals, and microorganisms. Minerals are inorganic. They function as structural and metabolic. For example, potassium and sodium for nerve function, iron for hemoglobin. They are sourced from food. Mechanical digestion physically breaks down the food into smaller pieces that are swallowed with saliva. The larger surface area enables chemical digestion to be more efficient. For example, teeth, mouth, and tongue. Chemical digestion is carried out by enzymes, breaks down food into small food particles and simple molecules, able to pass across the cell membrane. Starts in the mouth, then to the small intestine where absorption takes place. Egestion. Undigested and unabsorbed food that is passed out through the rectum as feces. Digestive mammals differ in structure based on dietary requirements. Herbivores include ruminants and monogastrics, carnivores and omnivores. The simpler the diet, the more complex the digestive system. For example, herbivores are complex and carnivores are very simple. Ruminants have four stomachs to process their food supply, filled with microflora, which is bacteria and protozoa. Fermentation begins at the gut or before. Examples of ruminants include sheep, goat, llama, alpaca, and cow. Monogastrics. Fermentation occurs at the end of the digestion, also known as the hindgut. Examples of monogastrics include horse, antelope, wildebeest, and gazelle. Dentition can be used to identify the diet of an animal, as a horse has flat molars used to grind grass or leaves. A dog has sharp incisors and canines to tear apart meat. Open circulatory system. Common to mollusks and arthropods, pump blood into a hemocell with the blood diffusing back to the circulatory system between cells. Blood pumped by heat into body cavities. Closed circulatory system. Vertebrates and a few invertebrates have closed circulatory system. Blood is closed within vessels of different size and wall thickness. Blood is pumped by heart through vessels and does not fill body cavities. Artery is away and vein is towards the heart. What are blood vessels? These are arteries, arterioles, capillaries, venules, and veins. What makes up blood? 45% is made up of red blood cells. 1% is made up of white blood cells and platelets, and 55% is made up of plasma. Erythrocytes. Their main role is to carry oxygen to body tissues and some CO2 to the lungs for removal, also known as red blood cells. Take 7 days to mature from stem cells. These do not have a nucleus. Diameter is 7 microns to 8 microns, and they are 1 to 2 microns thick. Carries between 250 to 270 million hemoglobin protein molecules. They survive for 100 to 120 days and are broken down in liver and spleen, replaced by newly manufactured RBC. Leukocytes. 5 different types of white blood cells, all involved in the immune system. Each white blood cell differentiates to their specialized roles. Possess nucleus. They are 10 to 20 microns in diameter. They are low in volume in a healthy person compared to red blood cells. Platelets. Manufactured in bone marrow without nucleus. These are 1 to 4 microns and involved in clotting blood cells when they are damaged to prevent blood loss. The lifespan of platelets is of 7 to 14 days and are broken down by the spleen. Plasma allows the flow of blood cells. It is 90% water and the other 10% is made up of proteins, antibodies, enzymes, salts, and products from cellular metabolism. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, salt, glucose and nitrogenous waste will vary in composition around the body. In the brain, oxygen is decreased, carbon dioxide is increased, glucose is decreased, and nitrogenous waste is increased. In the lungs, oxygen is increased, carbon dioxide is decreased, glucose is decreased, and nitrogenous waste is increased. In the liver, Oxygen is decreased, carbon dioxide is increased, glucose is decreased, and nitrogenous waste is increased. In the small intestine, oxygen is decreased, carbon dioxide is increased, glucose is increased, and nitrogenous waste is increased. In the kidney, oxygen is decreased, carbon dioxide is increased, glucose is decreased, and nitrogenous waste is decreased in the kidney. In muscles, oxygen is decreased, carbon dioxide is increased, glucose is decreased, and nitrogenous waste is increased. Breaking the rule of oxygen decreased, carbon dioxide increased, glucose decreased, and nitrogenous waste increased are the lungs, which increased oxygen and they decrease in CO2. The small intestine increases in glucose instead of decreasing, and the kidney decreases in nitrogenous waste instead of increasing. The normal order is oxygen is decreased and CO2 is increased, glucose is decreased, nitrogenous waste is increased. The heart is made up of the aorta, pulmonary artery, left atrium, coronary artery, left ventricle, right ventricle, inferior vena cava, coronary artery, right atrium, superior vena cava. Open circulatory system. Simple heart-like structure. There are no vessels. Hemolymph fluid pumped into open spaces. The fusion between nutrients, waste, and hemolymph. Blood is returned to heart via small pools called ostia. Closed circulatory system. The heart pumps blood around the body using vessels. Gas exchange occurs in tissues. Blood never leaves vessels and returns to the heart. Vertebrate organisms include amphibians, fish, reptiles, birds, and mammals. Invertebrates include earthworms and squid. In an open circulatory system, blood flows. Large and open spaces and channels called lacunae and sinuses among tissues. Tissue contact. Tissues are in direct contact with the blood. The rate of blood flow in an open circulatory system is very slow and at low pressure. Exchange takes place directly between blood and tissue. It is less efficient as there's volume of blood flowing through the tissue cannot be controlled. Respiratory pigment is dissolved in plasma. Red blood cells are deficient. In a closed circulatory system, a closed system of chambers called heart and blood vessels of blood flow. Tissue contact. Blood does not come in contact with tissues. Rate of blood flow is quite rapid and at high temperature. The exchange of gases and nutrients pass through capillary walls to the tissue fluid and then passed onto the tissues. Efficiency. It is more efficient as there is the volume of blood can be regulated by contractions and relaxation of the smooth muscles. Respiratory pigment is dissolved in plasma and contains red blood cells. The three components of the human circulatory system include the heart, blood vessels, which is artery, veins, and capillaries, and blood. The human cardiovascular system. The function is to transport nutrients to all body tissues as well as removing cellular waste products to excretory organs. Transports hormones, regulating body temperature and pH, assists immune function. It is 5 to 6 liters of blood that circulates the body in 3 minutes. The heart has 4 chambers, the right atrium, the right ventricle, the left atrium, which is smaller than the right atrium, and the left ventricle, which is thicker walled than the right atrium. The heart has several tissues, connective tissue, which makes up the valves, nerve tissue, which controls heart rate, and cardiac muscle. The right atrium is the upper chamber and receives deoxygenated blood. The right ventricle is the lower chamber and receives deoxygenated blood from the right atrium and pumps to the lungs. The left atrium is the upper chamber, which receives oxygenated blood from the lungs. The left ventricle, which is the lower chamber, receives oxygenated blood from the left atrium and pumps to the rest of the body. The vena cavae are vessels, which are veins. Deoxygenated blood returns to the right atrium. In the pulmonary artery, the vessel, which is the artery, deoxygenated blood is pumped by the right ventricle to the lungs. The pulmonary vein, the vessel is a vein. Oxygenated blood returns to the lungs from the left atrium. The aorta, which is a vessel artery, oxygenated blood is pumped from the left ventricle to the rest of the body.